This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Buffalo has just started to reintroduce fluoride into the drinking water. What do you think about that? Because I've been told that there are some concerns about this.
Well, I think it's a mistake. From a technical point of view, it purports to be a medication. So before you medicate, 300,000 people, or probably way more than that, drink the water here due to restaurants and so on. You need informed consent. You need to explain to the patient like what all the risks are. So that has not been done, and the evidence that it's good for dental health is very mixed. There's been studies on that. Most of the world does not fluoridate its water, and I'll cite the example of Switzerland, for example. Switzerland seems to be at the number one list of almost any quality of life measure, so they're doing fine. It's really Australia and U.S. and I think Colombia, and most of the world does not do this, so we're the outlier on this. So specifically, there's many studies that show that fluoride causes a reduction in IQ in children, which is, I know that's a scary point, and I'm scared about it too. There's some quibbling about how much, but my God, if something is going to cause a reduction in IQ in children, and this is the Journal of the American Medical Association, 2019, it's all documented, that should be a serious concern to people, particularly pregnant women. There's evidence, there's scientific medical studies that it affects the thyroid. I personally had thyroid disease, and many people in Buffalo have. It cost me a couple of years of my life, so that's extremely concerning. There's one of the articles I cited at the press conference shows that it causes hypothyroidism in pregnant women, which is bad for the woman and bad for the baby. It causes dental fluorosis, oddly enough, which is a discoloring of the teeth plus some structural damage to the teeth. So this thing is being sold as good for your teeth. It causes dental fluorosis. There's other things too. There's a lot of things we don't know. This is a chemical. It should not be in the water. If you want fluoride, fluoridate yourself all day long. Just don't foist it on everybody else in a public water supply when people don't even, most of the people don't even know what's in the water. They assume it's good for you. So no, it's a big mistake. And it should be reversed. It probably won't be, given the nature of how Buffalo works. But that's my opinion.
Do you believe the city of Buffalo deserves the scrutiny that it got for not having it in there or for not mentioning anything about it for so long?
No, I think these people, I think the people who wanted it back are ill-informed. I don't think they've done their research. And there's better ways to take care of your children's teeth. For one thing, sugar is the number one problem. We have you go into the supermarkets and the first thing you see is row after row of sugar products. Get rid of that. Brush your teeth. There's evidence that a poor diet affects the health of your children's teeth. And my God, you look at some of the food that people are feeding their children. It's a disgrace. So, people need to get their own, their own house in order. What's the biblical quote? Physician, heal thyself. People need to get their own act together before lazily, saying, oh, put this chemical in the water supply so I don't have to take care of my children's teeth. Now, that's very, I think, unwise.
Now, you've already touched up on this a little bit, but moving forward, what would you recommend people to do in this situation?
Well, I'll tell you something. I did not know of this sort of accidental cessation of fluoride. For years, we've been using a water filter just a pitcher specifically designed to remove fluoride. So I'm covered. But people who have a couple more bucks than I do can go out and buy a house filter. But particularly pregnant women, breastfeeding women, families with young children, my advice, it's my opinion as somebody who does, I've published many articles, but I'm not an expert, I'm not a scientist, I'm not a doctor, but my opinion, having studied this issue, is get a filter, either a pitcher filter or a filter for the entire house.
All right, and then just one last question. Is there anything about this that maybe I didn't touch up on or something that you think would be important for people to take away from all of this?
No, I've pretty much gotten out everything I think is critical, but there's the Fluoride Action Network if people want to check out, get all the details.